All right, Sarah, take one. Can you describe what your perception or something that you want to tell our viewers?
I'm a survivor of human sex trafficking, and a lot of people think that when I say that, they automatically think I was, like, sent to another country or, like, kidnapped, but that's not the case. I actually just had a pimp, and I trusted him when I shouldn't have, and he just put me on the blade for, like, a year. And so, yeah.
Okay, and since leaving the life, what is one thing that you really want to share with people? How was your integration back into community?
It was hard because I was so used to going out and, like, going on the blade. So it was hard for me to adjust, but I thought it through and prayed to God, and he showed me a better path. And so I stuck through it and realized that being on the blade isn't, like, as great as I thought it was.
Okay. And what do you think, what got you where you are today?
The support system that I have with the staff at Orangewood and the Lighthouse.
Okay. Can you maybe tell me a moment where you felt like you had a voice, or you got something, like a small step into independency, or?
When I first met one of the staff from the Lighthouse, she taught me that I can still go to school and stuff, and, like, it's independent living, and so they really helped me out, and it made me speak up more.
Awesome. So is one of your goals going to school? Are you going currently in school?
Yeah, I go to school right now. I go to community college, and I'm studying psychology.
Psychology, awesome. And what made you want to study psychology?
I want to become a counselor for shelters for victims of human sex trafficking, because I can connect with them and tell them my story, and hopefully they'll open up to me more. I can teach them that there's better things out in the world.
Nice. And then just to kind of wrap things up, what would you change about the world? There was some difference you would want to...
I want to change just, like, the economy in general. Okay. Like, I want people to know that the girls you see on the street busting dates aren't what they didn't choose that.
Okay.
And a lot of people think they did just because, you know, they're out there. But I want people to know that we are human too, and you guys don't need to look at us in a different way or pity us, especially if we're getting help. So, yeah.
Awesome. Do you want to say anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you for your time, Sarah.
Thanks.